So God blessed. I want to talk to you about the blessings of the Lord. I truly believe it is greatly pressed upon the Father's heart to bless His people that choose to walk with Him during these difficult and uncertain times. In the book of Genesis chapter 9, verse 1, the Bible says, "So God blessed Noah and his sons." As we've been tracking through the book of Genesis, we see in Genesis chapter 6, verse 9, that Noah walked with God. And then in Genesis chapter 8, verse 1, the Bible says, "Then God remembered Noah." And now here in verse 1 of chapter 9, it says, "God blessed Noah." We see a progression here. Noah walked with God, God remembered Noah, and now God is blessing Noah. I truly believe that the Lord is desiring to bless His people that walk with Him. Let's look at another account in the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 6, Daniel walking with the Lord, following hard after the Lord, is framed, if you will, and he's thrown into a den of lions. And in verse 22 of Daniel chapter 6, the Bible says, "My God sent His angel and shut the lions' mouths, so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before Him, and also, O king, I have done no wrong before you." Now the king was exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no injury whatever was found on him, because he believed in his God. Did trials and tribulations come to Daniel? Yes, they did. Did they come to Noah? Yes. He went through the great flood. Daniel went through the den of lions. But what happens? The Lord delivers them out of them. Why? Because they walked with God. They believed in God. Not only did God deliver them out of the flood from the lions, but let's listen to what the book of Daniel says in verse 25. "Then King Darius wrote to all peoples, nations, and languages that dwell on all the earth, 'Peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men must tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and steadfast forever. His kingdom is the one which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall endure to the end. He delivers and rescues, and he works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. Who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions? So this Daniel," verse 28, "prospered in the realm of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian." What do we see? We see Daniel prospering. And not only that, because of Daniel's faith and belief in God, he basically converts an entire nation. Keep in mind where he was. He was in Babylon. He was in Persia. He was in a very anti-God society, if you will, anti the living God, not the God of Israel, but pagan gods they worshipped. And Daniel, because of his faith and belief in the Lord, choosing to walk with God, set an example for an entire nation to see and follow. Oh, that's one person. Yeah, well, one person can influence the many. Let's just pray a very quick prayer together. Lord, we just ask, in the name of Jesus Christ, that I would walk with you so that you will remember me, so that I may be blessed by you, like Daniel walking with God and thus impacting an entire nation. I desire to impact an entire nation. I desire to be used. I desire to make a difference. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.